All right, let's build that wide, gritty, rinse to tape amen variation in Ableton Live 12, but in a way that still punches dead center when the club sums you to mono. The whole mindset today is classic jungle workflow. We're not just processing a loop. We're going to create a few purpose-built versions of the same amen, then resample a performance of those versions so the movement feels natural. That resampling step is the magic. It's how you get out of the clean, static, plug-in perfect zone and into something that feels like it's been bounced, cut up, and replayed. First, prep the amen so it's already moving. Drop your amen loop onto an audio track. Set your tempo somewhere in the old school pocket, like 170 to 174 BPM. Turn warp on, and choose beats mode, preserving transients. If your amen has a lot of snap, this usually keeps it tight without smearing the hits. Now consolidate to a clean length. I recommend exactly 2 or 4 bars. Select the exact bar range and consolidate, so you've got a clean loop that's easy to duplicate, resample, and slice later. Quick reality check. If your amen is super clean, whitening and tape grit can sound kinda fake, like a shiny stereo effect on top of pristine drums. A tiny bit of grime is actually helpful. We're aiming for warm and worn, not polished. Now we'll build a 3-layer amen system. Duplicate that amen track twice so you have 3 copies and rename them amen core, amen width, and amen crush. Group all 3 into a group called amen bus. This group is your record, basically your drum break bus that you'll later resample. Let's start with amen core. This is your anchor. This is the one that must survive any mono system. On amen core, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 30 to 40 Hz with a 24 dB slope, just to clear junk you don't need. If it sounds boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a moderate hue. And if you need a touch more edge, a tiny lift around 3 to 5K can help, but don't turn it into a modern pop snare. Keep it honest. Next, add drum bus. This is where you get that bit of density and knock. Set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Keep boom at 0 most of the time, because your bass line should own the sub, not your amen loop. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack about 10 milliseconds, release on auto. You're looking for gentle control, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The point is cohesion, not flattened. Finally, add utility and set width to 0%. Full mono. This is non-negotiable for the core layer. Trim the gain so you're not smashing the meters. We want headroom, because later we'll print and hit tape again on the resample. Now amen width. This is the fun one. Tape-ish grit plus stereo excitement, but it must not steal the low end or erase your snare in mono. First, EQ 8. High pass at higher than you think. Start around 150 to 250 Hz. The goal is simple. No low end width. If the snare body gets cloudy, do a little notch in the 200 to 500 range. You're carving space so the width layer wraps around the core instead of fighting it. Now add saturator. Choose soft sine for warmth or analog clip if you want a harder jungle edge. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on. And most importantly, level match your output so you're not tricked by loudness. Tape vibe is about harmonics, not just volume. After that, drop and roar. Think of roar like amp and tape attitude, but you're using it with discipline. Pick a warmer, subtle drive direction. Keep drive low to medium and darken the tone a bit if the top turns fizzy. Set mix somewhere like 20 to 50% so it's parallel and doesn't ruin the transient. If your ghost notes suddenly feel like they've got texture and breath, you're in the zone. If the snare sounds like it's tearing, back it off. Now create width. Start with chorus ensemble. Put it in chorus mode. Rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.358Z. Amount maybe 10 to 25%, width around 120 to 160, and mix low, maybe 10 to 25%. This is spread, not seasickness. If the hats start to swim, you're already overdoing it. Then add echo for that micro stereo slap. Set the time super short, like 1/64th or 1/32nd. Feedback very low, 0 to 12%. Add just a touch of modulation. Filter it, high pass the echo around 300 to 600 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10k. Keep mix around 5 to 15%. This is a classic trick, because micro delays often fold to mono more predictably than heavy chorus. Then add utility. Push width to maybe 130% to start. You can go up to 170 later, but earn it. If you have a bass mono option available, use it, but honestly, your earlier high pass is doing the real protection. Now, pause for a phase health audit before we go any further. On the amen bus group, put a utility at the very end temporarily, and map its width so you can flip quickly between 100% and 0%. Loop the busiest bar, usually where the hats are flying. Toggle that width to mono. If the snare tone collapses, not just the room, but the actual snare character, your stereo processing is messing with the important stuff. If that happens, fix it fast. Raise the high pass on the width layer, sometimes by an extra 30 to 80 Hz more than you think you need. Then reduce chorus amount and lean more on echo for width instead. This is one of those producer moves that separates wide from weak. Now amen crush. This is your parallel rave air layer. Dark, smashed ambience that makes the break feel urgent and alive. Start with EQ 8. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Optionally low pass around 8 to 12k to keep it dark. And stop it competing with your hats. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a room or ambience style. Keep the decay short, like 0.3 to 0.8 seconds. Predelay very low, 0 to 10 milliseconds. Mix higher than you normally would because this track is dedicated to ambience, like 30 to 60%. Now smash it with glue compressor. Attack fast, 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1 or even 10 to 1. Push it until you're seeing 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. This is supposed to feel squeezed. Then add saturator. Drive 5 to 12 dB. Soft clip-on. And then utility, width wide, like 140 to 200%, but keep the track gain low. This layer should be felt more than heard. If you clearly hear a reverb loop, it's too loud. Optional extra sauce if you want the room to thwack in a physical way. Put corpus before the compression, and saturation on this crush layer. Choose a small body, like a membrane or plate-ish vibe. Tune it until the snare seems to knock, often somewhere around 180 to 260 Hz depending on the break, and keep mix low, like 5 to 15%. It's subtle, but it can make the room feel like it has a shell. Now, your bus processing on Amen Bus. This is the final glue before we resample. Put EQ 8 first. Gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. If the top is harsh, a tiny dip around 6 to 8k can calm it down. Then pick one, roar or saturator. Don't stack blindly. If you use roar, keep the mix subtle, like 10 to 30%. If you use saturator, drive 1 to 4 dB, just enough to bind it together. Add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1 and just 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is the last little record glue, not a smack. Limiter is optional, just catching peaks. Don't brick wall your break. You need it to breathe. Now we resample. This is the core of the lesson. Create a new audio track called Amen Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Before you hit record, set your gain staging. When you print, aim for peaks around minus 8 to minus 6 dBFS on the printed track. That's intentional. You're leaving room to hit the tape later on the printed audio without accidental clipping during the performance. Now solo Amen Bus. Hit record and capture 8 to 16 bars while you perform small moves. And I mean perform, not draw. Nudge the chorus mix slightly. Ride the roar mix. Flick the echo mix up for the last little pickup. Push the crush layer up just on bar endings. This is a big concept. Don't widen everything, widen events. For example, automate the Amen width fader up by 1 to 3 dB only on the last half beat of every fourth bar. That's how you get hype without washing the whole groove. If you want the more controlled, pro workflow, print stems too. Do the same resampling, but record each layer separately as core print, with print, and crush print. That makes it way easier later to swap fill material without messing your main punch. And here's another pro method. Commit in passes like a dubplate cut. Record 3 to 5 takes. Each take should have slightly different moves. Then pick the best 8 bars. Consolidate it, and that becomes your master break for slicing. It's faster than drawing a million automation points, and it feels more human. Now take Amen Resample and slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient slicing if the loop has natural variation, or 1/16th slicing if it's super grid steady. In the new drum rack, set each slices simpler to one-shot mode. Tighten the start points on key hits like the kick and snare. You can even pitch a couple pans slightly for variation, but keep it subtle so it still reads like the same break. Now arrangement. This is where it turns into real old-school D&B. Try a two-bar call and response. First bar is your straight roller. Second bar, add a tiny fill, maybe a snare drag slice or an extra ghost note. For turnarounds every 4, 8, or 16 bars, reverse one slice at the end of the phrase and add a tiny echo flick just on that reversed hit. Another super authentic trick, collapse the stereo field for one beat, then slam it back wide on the next downbeat. That contrast hits hard. You can also trade fills between prints. Keep core print doing most of the bar for consistency. Then for the final 1/8 or 1/16, swap in a brighter, wider slice from width print or a darker smashed slice from crush print. Your main groove stays stable, but the endings feel designed. If you want even more tape style and stability without obvious chorus, do it after printing. On the printed audio clip, use clip envelopes for transposition and draw a slow curve from 0 down to about minus 0.15 semitones over 2 bars. Tiny. It's more of a feeling than an effect. And if you want to go advanced with stereo control, you can even focus width only on the top band. Band past the width layer, so it's mostly 3K and up, or even 5K and up. If the break is noisy, then you can push stereo tools harder without destabilizing the groove. Quick common mistake check before we wrap. If you widen low end, your impact disappears and mono gets weird. If you use too much chorus, your hats swim and your transients smear. If you saturate before you carve, you exaggerate ugly frequencies and the dirt sounds cheap. And if your crush layer is too loud, your whole break turns into a washy reverb loop. Keep it tucked. Now your mini challenge to lock this in.